Hey everyone, let's take a look at Matthew chapter 15 and the delegation of Pharisees that comes to Jerusalem to challenge Jesus. We'll start in verse 1. Then the Pharisees and scribes came to Jesus from Jerusalem and said, "Why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? For they do not wash their hands when they eat." He answered them, "And why do you break the commandment of God for the sake of your tradition? For God commanded, 'Honor your father and your mother,' and whoever reviles father or mother must surely die. But you say, 'If anyone tells his father or his mother, what you would have gained from me is given to God, he need not honor his father and mother.' So for the sake of your tradition, you have made void the word of God. You hypocrites! Well did Isaiah prophesy of you when he said, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.' And he called the people to him and said to them, 'Hear and understand. It is not what goes into the mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of the mouth. This defiles a person.' Then the disciples came and said to him, 'Do you know that the Pharisees were offended when they heard this saying?' He answered, 'Every plant that my heavenly Father has not planted will be rooted up. Let them alone. They are blind guides. And if the blind lead the blind, both will fall into a pit.' But Peter said to him, 'Explain the parable to us.' And he said, 'Are you also still without understanding? Do you not see that whatever goes into the mouth passes into the stomach and is expelled? But what comes out of the mouth proceeds from the heart, and this defiles a person. For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander. These are what defile a person. But to eat with unwashed hands does not defile anyone." So we have, for the first time here in the gospel, a delegation from Jerusalem. It's a delegation of Pharisees. So this is clearly upping the ante. These guys are hearing about Jesus. Word of Jesus has spread. His hometown sort of rejected him. Herod has now executed John the Baptist. So word is getting out, and this is seriously upping the ante. They want to come because they hear about this popular teacher and healer, and it sounds like he doesn't honor their traditions or the traditions that they uphold. And so it opens up the whole question in the Gospels: what does Jesus think about tradition? And I think it's a very important question. So the tradition itself is hand washing, and it was a practice that was given to priests in the temple, but in the tradition of the Pharisees, it became a standard practice that they expected everyone to follow. Washing of hands before meals, after being exposed to things that might defile. It's worth noting that this tradition is not, or this teaching is not, in Leviticus. It's not commanded that the Israelites wash every time they do something like this. There are contexts in which they're supposed to wash, but this is an extension of it. It's almost a kind of hyper-piety that the Pharisees were trying to extend to all the people of God. And in some ways, we could see it as perhaps a good motivation to try to extend holiness out into every sphere of life. But we're going to see what Jesus thinks. So they say, "Why do you break the tradition?" Jesus' response is almost, I don't think he's losing his temper, but it's intense. "And why do you break the commandments of God?" It's like he's ready immediately for what they have to say. He uses the exact same verbs. He says, your disciples break the traditions? And he says, "Why do you break the commandment of God?" So this is perhaps the first thing we could say about what Jesus thinks about tradition. At the very least, he thinks tradition should never go against the commandments of God. He at least says that. He comes back at them and says, "Well, listen, guys, you don't get it. You are so concerned about your tradition, but you really don't pay attention to the commandments of God." He's speaking in particular about the commandment to honor your father and mother, which comes from the Ten Commandments. And he's referring to a practice among the Pharisees that said, "Well, listen, you are supposed to honor your mother and father. However, if you decide to devote money to God, and you've made that commitment, you don't have to honor your father and mother in that way by giving them financial support. So you could excuse yourself from honoring God, or honoring your parents by saying, well, I've given that money to God. This is a loophole, right? It's a tradition that provided a loophole out of obeying God. And so Jesus is essentially saying, guys, when your tradition gives you an excuse to not obey God, then that tradition is bad. And he calls them hypocrites. Hypocrite is a word that comes from the word for actors in theaters at the time. And there would have been some actors that Jesus, there's a chance Jesus saw them. And he's saying, guys, you're play actors. And he quotes Isaiah, and the passage that he quotes highlights that they have this wonderful profession with their lips, but their hearts are far away from God. Jesus is trying to tie together the profession of your lips, I honor God, I worship Him, I want to obey Him, should be consonant with what's in your heart. And he's suggesting that their desire to kind of create a loophole out of honoring your father and mother shows that they really don't have worship in their hearts. So Jesus is saying there needs to be this harmony between what you profess with your lips and what comes out of your life based on what's in your heart. And this we see this all over the New Testament. Paul says in Romans 10 that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Notice there's this harmony between what you say with your lips, Jesus is Lord, and what you believe in your heart. I trust that God has raised him from the dead and I stake my life on that. Well, their problem is they've elevated their interpretations above obeying God's commandments, obeying God's teaching. Now Jesus does something to up the ante even further, because here's the Pharisees talking to him. Maybe it's a little bit more of a private conversation, and he looks up and says, hey, everybody, come here. I want to tell you something. So Jesus is definitely upping the ante, and this is going to be quite offensive to the Pharisees because he's going to reject their practice. He's going to say, yep, I don't believe in your practice because I think it goes against the commandments of God. And he gives a mini parable. And basically, he says, it's not what goes into your mouth that defiles a person, but what comes out of your mouth. And the crowds are thinking, and even the disciples are thinking, what's going on here? What's he talking about? Well, clearly, he's addressing the practice of the Pharisees of washing hands. But the disciples come, and I've always found this quite comical. They say, Jesus, do you know that you offended the Pharisees by saying that? And Jesus essentially says, yeah, guys, don't worry about it. They're not who I'm concerned about. I have somebody else that I'm concerned about, namely my father. And so they say, well, tell us what the parable is. And notice, it's a parable. What is the image of saying things going into your mouth don't defile you, but things coming out of your mouth defile you? What's he talking about? Is he talking about when you get sick? What's going on here? And Jesus says, look, guys, I'm going to tell you definitively now. It's ultimately not what goes into your mouth that defile you. It defiles you. It's not what you eat that defiles you. It's what comes out of the heart. And I think some people might suggest that Jesus is going against the Old Testament teaching on what foods are okay to eat. I don't think he is. I think those teachings were ultimately pointing to what Jesus is talking about. There is a defilement, and defilement can separate you from God. But what Jesus now says, I think, is that that Old Testament instruction was pointing or trying to highlight that it is what comes out of our hearts, namely our words, that defiles us and separates us from God. Remember the book of James and what he says about the power of the tongue, that you can set a whole forest on fire by the spark that comes from the words that comes out of our mouth. And he says that it is words that destroy. It is words that lead us into all kinds of sin. Notice that the sins that he lists are more or less the Ten Commandments. So once again, Jesus is highlighting the Ten Commandments, but he's saying there needs to be this harmony in our lives, and the main thing that we need to attend to is our hearts. That is where defilement ultimately comes from, when I decide in my heart to set my mind on resentment or on lust or on coveting. That is what produces sin in my life. And after all, think about how much destruction comes in human life from the words that we utter to one another. Those are the things that lead to sin. And Jesus is, I think, saying that is what the food laws ultimately were pointing to, is making us pay attention to defilement and then heightening the issue by saying defilement is deeper than just what you eat. So ultimately, what can we say that Jesus says about tradition? Well, I want to say a few things. One, I think Jesus is clear. If tradition goes against the commandments of God, tradition's got to go. It's wrong, and potentially it's reflective of a desire to evade obeying God. But I would also suggest that there's tons of positive tradition in the New Testament. Just to use one example, Jesus institutes the Lord's Supper. It's a tradition. Paul talks about it in terms of a tradition handed down from the Lord. So there's traditions in Scripture that are positive. But I think what Jesus would ultimately say is that the Word of God has to ultimately judge those traditions as to whether they are valid or not. Do they underline obedience to Jesus? Do they underline faith in God? If they do, then I think Jesus would probably not have anything negative to say about them. They need to be grounded in God's teaching. They need to be normed or judged by the teachings of Scripture, by the Word of God, ultimately. But tradition that breaks with or leads us to disobey or move away from the serious intention to obey Jesus and put his teachings into practice, that's a tradition that we should seriously hold in question. And I think it teaches the people of God to constantly evaluate their traditions to make sure that they're not doing that. Just to use one other example, Jesus doesn't do away with Sabbath. He simply does away with the current applications and interpretations of Sabbath and says, hey, you're supposed to follow Sabbath, but let's follow it in a way that's in keeping with the spirit of it, which is, after all, what Jesus was, what the commandment was about, after all. So may we allow the Word of God to be the norm that judges the traditions that we develop. And may we, again, deepen in a serious intention to be Jesus' disciples, to take his yoke upon us and learn from him how to walk in the fullness of life that comes from his gospel. And may we receive the power of the Spirit to do so that the Father can be glorified. Amen.